An Indiana company is preparing to launch a nationwide initiative to help military veterans find jobs. The company, Conexus Indiana, is focusing their efforts on the manufacturing industry. WFHB spoke with the workforce development manager at Conexus, Wes Wood, about the initiative, which is known as INVETS.
INVETS came as a result of a number of large companies that we work with still not receiving the quantity and type of workforce they were looking for, and having some conversations with us, getting creative about how we might help supplement some of these other things Conexus has been doing. There's a lot of beneficial traits that veterans have. They're highly trainable, they're generally, you know, motivated, disciplined, work well on teams, problem-solving oriented.
Conexus Indiana, based out of Indianapolis, is part of a larger nonprofit organization, Central Indiana Corporate Partnership. They focus on the advanced manufacturing and logistics sector of Indiana's economy. Wood says they have partnered with five other companies who have helped with the funds to launch this initiative.
Toyota down in Princeton, Indiana, Honda over in Greensburg, Forcia has a couple facilities in Columbus and one going in Fort Wayne, Allison Transmission, and Subaru up in West Lafayette. They're all coming together, pooling some of their monetary resources as well as their efforts.
Wood says they plan to eventually bring in other companies from across the state. Through the new initiative, veterans can learn about the participating employers and available career paths. Members of the Conexus staff will be part of an outreach program in which they will travel to military bases across the country to talk with military personnel who are preparing to exit the military. Wood, who is a military veteran himself, says veterans face major problems searching for civilian jobs.
If you go to any, you know, veteran-focused career fairs, you can walk around to the different booths. They'll use all sorts of buzzwords, you know, words that are really common maybe in that industry. But for somebody coming from the military, they don't know what any of it means. They just haven't had the exposure. So a lot of it is just translating, you know, what does an actual day in the life look like in some of these career paths? What's the long-term earning potential? How long does it take to get there? What kind of education do I need to get there? A lot of that just isn't really clearly mapped out. There are a lot of organizations out there doing a lot of good. There's a lot of organizations that focus on, you know, building resumes and trying to translate some of the candidate's experience, you know, trying to translate what I did in the Army to somebody on the civilian side. What we want to do is kind of work in the other direction, try and translate what the civilian jobs are to the veterans.
Wood says the organization will begin reaching out to veterans once their website is completed by early to mid-fall.